Today's share in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Tzadi Beis Omud Beis. We're in the second volume of the Dershu Mishnah Berurah, and we're in the middle of Simen Kuf Pei Ches. And yesterday we began discussing the halacha if a person forgot after the third bracha of benching to add an insertion like Ritzei and Yalav Yavu, what should he do? So yesterday we brought down the din in the beginning of Sivav on the Omud Aleph over here that said that there's a special bracha that you should say if you forgot to say Ritzei and you finished the bracha Bonei Brachma of Yishaloyim Amen. So then at that point, if you remember, you say this special bracha, which we brought down yesterday with Shema Malchus, Bruchat Hashem Lekenem Achlam, Shinosan Shabbosus Lemnucha, Liamo Yisor Biavel, Yos Ulubris, Baruchat Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. So that's what we left off yesterday. We begin the very first words today on the Omud Beis. That was if you forgot Shabbos, if you forgot Ritzei. The Imtovelo Hiskir Sho Yontif, if it was the day of Yontif and you forgot to say Yala V'Yovo in the third bracha and you just finished and you said Bruchat Hashem Bonei Berachamov Yishaloyim Amen, so then at this point you can say Omer Baruch HaTo Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Nosan Yomim Tovim LiYisrael L'Soson U'L'Simcha Es Yom Chag Ploni Azeh. You fill in the Yontif, whether it's Pesach, Shavuos, or Sukkis. Baruch HaTo Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yazmanim. And that's the special bracha that you make over here because you left out Yalav Yavo. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yudches Tzorech Lomar La'amo Yisrael. Instead of Asher Nosan Yomim Tovim LiYisrael, you should say Asher Nosan Yomim Tovim Li'amo Yisrael. And Dershu footnote number 13 brings down, this applies to both Yontif Sheni Shogolius, the second day of Yontif in Chutz Laretz as well, brought down in the name of the Shelus Tshuva, Sesorius Tshuva, Shedino Ki Yontif. Of course, we know that there is no difference between our second day of Yontif in Chutz Laretz and the first day of Yontif in regards to the way we conduct ourselves for Moz Dinim. And he says, if it's a Sofik, if not, on the second day, the same din applies as on the first day, you have to go back and repeat the benching. Sivkot Yutes, the Mishnah Berurah says, this Nusach over here that we just brought down is for Yontif. Uber Rosh Hashanah, what's the Nusach? Ain Omim L'Sasun L'Simcha. You say the similar Nusach, but you don't add the words L'Sasun L'Simcha. And Gam Ain Omim Udvarcha Malkeinu V'chule. You don't add certain other additions that some had the custom to add. And he says, Zeu Nisra. This is the right Nusach over here. Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shenasan Yom Tovim La'amo Yisrael, Es Yom HaZikor Nezeg, and we skip L'Sasun L'Simcha, the Eino Chosein Ba, Kimo Barosh Chodesh. And according to this Girsa that the Mishnah Berurah first brings down, this is the opinion of the Magen Avraham, Zeu Dasa Magen Avraham, you do not end off with the Chasima. You just conclude, and you do not end Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. That's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. However, he argues shecholik haKnesses HaGdolah. He disagrees with the Knesses HaGdolah, who says that you do end off with the Chasima. Shemash v'Rosh Hashanah l'Shai Yom Tov. The opinion of the Magen Avraham is you compare Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Chodesh, which doesn't have its own Chasima, but the opinion of the Knesses HaGdolah is that you compare it to the other Yom Tovim, which do have their own Chasima, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Yazmanim, and therefore he says, Aval Harbi Achronim Miskim L'Das Knesses HaGdolah. In fact, many Achronim agree. In the Shaar HaTzion, in Oz Tezvav, the Chofetz Chaim brings down, this is the El Yerabah, the Nahar Shalom, as well as the Big Deyesh, the Yeshuas Yaakov, and others. And therefore, they paskin, v'yalkein tzorech lachtom, you do have to have a chasim at the end of this bracha for a Rosh Hashanah. You conclude, baruch ato Hashem, mekadish Yisrael, v'yom hazi koron. Now, v'im shochach v'yizkalato v'ameitiv, if the person didn't remember right after he said, baruch ato Hashem, bonei baruch mev yishaloyim omein, and he started saying the next bracha, ato v'ameitiv, the fourth bracha of benching, so gam kein das ha-mogin avrom, the shuv eno chozer k'mo b'rosh chodesh. So he says, just like on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to go back and repeat the benching if you forgot Yalav Yavu, because there's no chiyuv to eat on Rosh Chodesh. So he says the same din applies over here, the Magen Avraham, that you don't have to go back on Rosh Hashanah if you forgot to say Yalav Yavu in the proper insertion, or this special bracha that you say for the replacement of Yalav Yavu if you got to say Yalav Yavu. And he says once you started the fourth bracha, you can't go back. You don't have to go back. The Al-Yerabba Cholik Alav. The Al-Yerabba disagrees with the Magen Avraham, Usrulei the Chozer, that you do in fact have to go back. Dershu footnote number 14 brings out a very interesting discussion. There's a very famous maimer that's brought down in the name of Rav Abula Pesaveller, who was a great tzaddik a century ago, I believe, in Presburg. In any event, it's brought down in his name, Shemisha Shochach Lomar HaMelech HaKadosh B'Leil Rosh Hashanah Eino Tzorech Lazor. We normally know that if you say HaKel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh during the Aseres Mei Tshuva, including Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you have to go back and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. He says there's one exception. The night of Rosh Hashanah, the first night of Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to go back, because he says, we're not really Mekadesh the Chodesh at night, so therefore, technically, it's not yet Rosh Hashanah in regards to this din. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman brings down, even according to this opinion of Rav Abula Pesaveller, And you wouldn't have to go back in the nighttime of Rosh Hashanah if you didn't say Hamelech HaKadosh. Nevertheless, even Rav Abula would say over here that you have to go back if you didn't say Yalav Yovo. He distinguishes between the Beis Din declaring that it's Rosh Chodesh and the fact that it is already Rosh Chodesh / Rosh Hashanah. Part of this, he says, is based on the fact that it's also the fast on Rosh Hashanah. And he says, therefore, Mishi Shachach Yalav Yovo B'yachas HaMazon Afo Gav Sheinu Chozer Machmas Rosh Chodesh. Even though you don't have to go back because of Rosh Chodesh, nevertheless, because of Rosh Hashanah, you would have to go back. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, "B'yom HaKippurin l'inyan cholish shetzorich la'achol bo." If somebody unfortunately is sick and has to eat on Yom Kippur, tzorich lomar bo yalav yavo. Then he has to bench, of course, and he has to say yalav yavo in the Yom Kippur benching that he's now obligated to do, as we'll learn in Mitzvah Hashem ki l'kam and b'simim tof rei shud ches in the halachos of Yom Kippur sif yud. And Dear Shifut number 15 brings down a whole series of discussions as well over there, regarding various other Yom Tovim, what to do. And he first brings down, and he says, Shekivin shu ocha beheter, since the person is eating over here on Yom Kippur beheter, nechshav Yom Kippur is low ki Yom Tov gomer. So then Yom Kippur for him is like a regular Yom Tov, where you're allowed to eat. And therefore, on a regular Yom Tov, you have to say Yalav Yavo, so too over here. Even though he brings down some that disagree with this, and they hold that you do not say Yalav Yavo or would say on Yom Kippur if you eat, nevertheless, he brings down the Sharet Zion over there, Shekivin Shalav Yavo, Ritzei, Einon Ela Bakoshos B'Yalma, since they're not actual brachos, and they're just bakoshos over here, he says it's okay to say them, that's how he paskins, Ein B'kach Hashash Brachol V'Tolim, and it's not a concern of a Brachol V'Tolim. He then talks about what happens if you have to make an Alamichya on Yom Kippur. He discusses sick people eating on Tisha B'Av as well. He talks about Chanukah and Purim. This is a very long Dear Shifut number 15 with a lot of interesting things that we don't have the time for. So therefore, Ayin Shom, look there in this Dear Shifut note for all of these interesting scenarios. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, In Pasach Be'atova Meitiv, once the person started the fourth brach of benching, and only then does he realize, V'nizka Shalomar Yalav Yavo, at that point he only realizes he didn't say Yalav Yavo. We're talking again here on Yom Kippur. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins, Eino tzorech lachzor kumo Rosh Chodesh. You don't have to go back like on Rosh Chodesh. And if this was before you began the bracha of Atova Meitiv, then you do, like on Rosh Chodesh, you say the special insertion, just like on Rosh Chodesh. Others disagree and say, in this unusual situation of eating on Yom Kippur, we have a hetet to eat on Yom Kippur, and you forgot to say Yalav Yavo, you should have said Yalav Yavo, but you forgot, the rabbis never were misakein that you should say the special bracha. The kol shelo omar b'mekom, if you didn't say Yalav Yavo in the right place, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, the benching, and you don't go and say the special bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, V'chei Mistaber. This makes the most sense to him, that if you didn't say Yalav Yavo on Yom Kippur, you started the fourth bracha, so then you don't have to go and say the special bracha. That's the Mishnah Berurah's final psak. Now we go back to the Mechaber. V'imchol Yom Tov B'Shabbos. If you have Yontov coming out on Shabbos, we say both Ritzei and Yalav Yavo, and you forgot to say both of them, Omer. So then you say, Omer, Shenosan Shabbosos Lemnucho Liamo Yisrael Bi'ava, La'osu Lebris, V'yamim Tovim, L'sosun L'simcha, Esyon Chag Ploni Azeh. You add the insertion for the specific Yontif, and then you conclude with the Chasima, Baruch HaToshem, Mekadish HaShabbos, Yisrael V'yasmanim. In other words, if you forgot both Ritzei and Yalav Yavo, you can combine it into one bracha, if you concluded the Boni Bracha Yishalayim Amein and you didn't say it in the right place, either of them, and then you can continue with the fourth bracha of benching after you said this special insertion. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof explains, Mayre, we're talking here, Sheshachach v'lor mashtein, that you forgot both Ritzei and Yalav Yavo. Lo Ritzei v'lo Yalav Yavo. Ulach itzorech l'chloshtein, that's where you can combine both of them over here in a single bracha. But, Avol, im shachach shel Shabbos levad, if you only forgot Ritzei, then all you do is say the bracha of a Ritzei, Omer Rak Asher Nosan Shabbos Uslamnucha, because you said Yalav Yavo. Likewise, V'chei Mishocha Shal Yom Tiv Levad, if you only forgot Yalav Yavo, but you did say Ritzei, then you just say, Omer Asher Nosan Yom Tov Lima Yisrael, V'chule. Then you just say the insertion for the Yom Tiv, for the Yalav Yavo that you missed. In other words, just like by Ritzei, we don't mention Yalav Yavo, and by Yalav Yavo, we don't mention Shabbos, so to over here. Whichever one you said, you don't have to mention that one in a special bracha. It's only if you didn't remember either of them, you forgot both Ritzei and Yalav Yavo, or you kolel them into one single bracha over here. Now, the Mechaber continues, and he writes, V'chol brachos halalu b'shemu malchus. When we're talking here about these brachos, we're saying that you say the actual name, Baruch HaTor Hashem, you say the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, proper pronunciation, like we do, Ado, like we do a regular bracha, and you say, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shemu Malchus, like a regular bracha. And Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chaf Aleph explains Pirush Pesichas HaBrachas. We're talking about the beginning of the bracha, because the end it just has Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, Mekadesh Yisrael, etc. The end doesn't have Shem Umachos. The beginning has Shem Umachos. The end just has Shem. Under what circumstances is such a bracha acceptable? That's dafka only kishenizkar kodem shizchalatov emetiv. When can you make this bracha? As we said already, if you've already completed bonei bracha mirishalayim amein, but you haven't begun hatov emetiv. Avol in lo niskar at sheyaz hiskel hatov emetiv. But if you've already started saying hatov emetiv, then the halacha applies. Sorech lachzol lirosh birchas hamazon. Then we apply the halacha that you have to go back to the very beginning of benching. Now, let's understand this a lot more closely, because there are a lot of particulars over here that you can't simply glean from the reading the plain words of the Mechaber. So now, if we go to Siv Katan Chav Beis in the Mishnah Berurah, he writes, this din, that if you haven't started the fourth bracha, you can say over here the special insertion, but if you started the fourth bracha, you have to go back to the beginning. Hainu sha'omed achar bichas bonei Yerushalayim. As I've already mentioned, that's if you've just finished bonei brach mo'avo, bonei Yerushalayim, and you haven't said the beginning of the fourth bracha. Now, you're still in the middle of the third bracha. You just said, Uvnei Yerushalayim, Baruch Atah, and then you realize, I forgot Ritzeh, I forgot Yalav Yabo. You haven't said Hashem's name yet. So Pashut, the Mishnah Berurah says, in that situation, it's clear, it's simple, the Chos Eloma Ritzeh Vachlitzenu, or Yalav Yabo, you go back to the insertion that you missed because you haven't finished the bracha. And if you're in the middle of the bracha, you haven't said the Shem of Hashem, so it's still called in the middle of the bracha. So just like if you, by accident, started to say Uvnei Yerushalayim because of Shigur Delishna, because you're so used to saying it, after you conclude the paragraph of Rachim Noah, so then over here, you certainly haven't finished the bracha by just starting Uvinei. So too, if you went even up to Baruch HaTor, you didn't say Hashem's name, then go back to Ritzei, go back to Yalav Yavo, both of them, if you forgot both of them, and say them, V'yachakach Uvnei Yerushalayim. And then you go back to Uvnei Yerushalayim again. You repeat that sentence, Uvnei Yerushalayim again. If you already said and then you realize you forgot Ritzei and or Yalav Yavo, so he brings down in the name of the Chayei Adam, then say the pasuk in Kapilin in Tehillim Kapitel Kuf Yates that's found under the bases, Lamdeni Chukecha, Baruch Atah Adonai Lamdeni Chukecha. That's an entire pasuk, therefore you're allowed to say it with Hashem's real name, as I just said it now. So if a person says Baruch Atah Hashem and he realizes he's not going to conclude Bonei Barach Mo Yishalayim Amein because he forgot to say Ritzei and Yalav Yavo or Yalav Yavo, so over here he should say Baruch Atah Hashem and then conclude it with Lamdeni Chukecha, and in this way Kidei Shlo Yeh Hashem Levatola. This way, when he says the Shem of Hashem, he said a whole pasuk. It's not called the bracha of Atala. And now, Vavi Adayin Kulo Siyem HaBracha. Now it's considered as if he's still within the third bracha, the Chosel Ritzeh, and he can go back all the way to Ritzeh. The Chayyadim brought down over here in Sharat Zion, Osud Ches, the Mishnah Berurah had said, Mitam Kidei Shalo Yitzarech Lo Osev Birchas HaShenosin Lo Tzorech. This is so you don't have to say the extra bracha. Rather, you can just still say Ritzeh within the bracha that's already been Masakin. Vav Shiyesh Ezachron Mishikosu, the Lachash Omer Hashem. Even though there are those that disagree with this, nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, Mikomakum Lamaisa, nearly Sha'ikur Chayadim. He prefers the opinion of the Chayadim, who says that you should say Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha, rather than those that say no, conclude it, Bonei Barach Mo Yerushalayim Amen, and then go say the additional special bracha. And then he brings down even more of a chiddush that the Elyahu Rabba brings down in the name of the Drashus Marash, Dafilu Omar Tevas Baruch Atah Hashem Bonei. You said the word Bonei. Kol Zman Shelo Siyem Kol HaBracha Mikri Adayin Omid Be'emes HaBracha. He says you're still called in the middle of the bracha if you haven't completed it. Ve'en Choshesh Lamash Lo Yil HaBracha Shum Mashmos Ve'evi Levatola. And don't worry that the bracha doesn't make any sense. In this situation, he says V'chozil Ritzeh, as long as you haven't finished the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah, however, concludes later on in this Sharat Zion. It's a long Sharat Zion. Sivkot Yudches, he says, "Lemaisa tzorich in bezeh kemoshim afakri bezeh chayodim." Chayodim didn't like this, and one has to be careful before he takes advantage of this. Mikomakom akoparim bezeh shlo amar adayin tevas bone bevadei shlo usayim l'deni chukecha shlei shkidei shlo yeh hatskol avatol. He says, "Definitely we should pass like the chayodim. At least if you only said baruch ato Hashem, definitely say l'deni chukecha. Then yachzel ritzei kidei shlo yitzarech lahosif bracha. This way you don't have to say the extra bracha." Yishuv number 16 brings down, if you forgot to say Yalav Yavo and Yom Kippur, so Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down, Shafu Pisha Meikor Din Eino Tzorech Lazor, you don't have to go back as we've already discussed, Mikol Mokum Im Nizkar Achar Amir Sashem, Yomar Lamdeni Chukecha, the same thing would apply in Yom Kippur, we said Baruch Atah Hashem, and you realize you forgot Yalav Yavo, say Lamdeni Chukecha, and go and say then back to Yalav Yavo. Siv Katan Chav Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Kasav Chayadim wrote to Loma, Shama Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hakel. Once a person has started the fourth bracha and he said Hakel Avinu, he said the word Hakel, so Zeh Mikri Aschol Bracha Zu. That's called starting the fourth bracha. But until you actually said Hakel, so then, somewhat paradoxically, Avolamama Rak Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, you can finish that off in Yisayim Ashenosin Shabbos Lamnucha. You can say this is the special insertion bracha because that's not yet called starting the fourth bracha until you say Hakel Avinu, v'chulei. So then you say the special insertion, and then you go back to the beginning of the fourth bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hakel Avinu, Malkeinu, etc. And he says, look in the Bir Halacha. Now, if you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul, L'Rosh Birchas Hamazon, he says, the Ravid and the Rashba, the Rabbeinu Yonah, they all hold the Chozil L'Bone Yerushalayim. In this situation, you only have to go back to Bone Yerushalayim. Since you're still in the middle of the bracha, the fourth bracha of Ben Shidra Banon, which is a Tova Meitiv, because they all agree, Im Gomar Tova Meitiv, Lukul Yama Chozel Rosh Birchas Hamazon, then you have to go back all the way to the beginning. Mikol Makom, Sosam Ledinu, the Chozel Rosh. The Mechaber over here is so same, and he says you have to go back to the beginning. Mishum Darama, Marashi, Varosh, Kaimi, Bechodo Shitasu, the Chozel Rosh. That's because the Mechaber passed over here like the Rama, Marashi, and the Rosh. However, the Mishnah says, I found that Motzasi Barokeach, Alkin Shadatu Karaivit. He says, I found many others that hold like the Raivit. However, he concludes, Bikomokum in Lazus mi Psaka Mechaber. We do follow the Psaka Mechaber. And he says, actually, many, many other Rishonim hold like this as well. And he concludes and he says, this is all based upon the Magen Avraham, who says, the first three brachos of benching, which we've already brought down in previous year, are like a bracha achas. And this brings us a new idea over here. The lav dafka bin yizeh, not only for this din over here, but in regards to any other mistake that you made, if for example you forgot bris or Torah, as we pointed out, or if you forgot to say malchus and boni yishlayim, in all of these you have to go back to the beginning of benching and not just to the beginning of that bracha. However, that's the opinion of Magen Avraham. He says the Prima Godim disagrees with this very strongly, and the Bir Halacha then goes to an Arichos to discuss this. And at the conclusion of this long Bir Halacha, the Mechaber, the Chofetz Chaim rather says, Al Kein Din Zeh, the Magen Avraham, Tzorich Iyun Godu Lamaisa. He says, I'm not sure if you should follow this Magen Avraham Lamaisa. He says, left with the Tzorich Iyun. Finally, the last Mishnah Berurah over here, Chaf Dalet, he says, the Kivin, the Kfar Siyim, say the Brachos Daraisa, since the person finished all three of the Brachos Daraisa, V'yisiach Daito Mehem, and he's done with them, because he started to say the next Bracha, Upasa Batova Meitiv, so Dami Lakiris Aglaim Tzvila Shemun Esrei, this is the equivalent of taking the three steps back at the end of Shemun Esrei, when if you found that you forgot something, the Chozel Arosh, Im Toa Be'ezu Dover, if something that you have to go back, so now, you've taken the three steps back, you in fact do have to go back. Then he says, V'im Toa Be'Bracha Revis, if you made a mistake in the fourth Bracha itself, for example, you forgot to say Shemu Malchus, Kedon Shalom Abba Shemu Malchus, Safa Bishikva Gvamarosa, even though you finished the fourth Bracha, Eino Chozel Latov Meta. Then in that situation, you only have to go back to the beginning of the fourth Bracha, She Bracha Bivnei Atzma, because it's considered a separate section. It's not like we brought down the name of the Magen Avraham that the first three Brachas are one unit. Here, this is like a separate Bracha. So just like in Shemun Esrei, if you make a mistake in the middle of the Bracha of Atachonin, you don't have to go back to the beginning. You just go back to the beginning of Atachonin, you don't have to go back to the beginning of the Shemun Esrei. So to over here, if you make a mistake in the Bracha of Atov Meta, you don't have to go back all the way. This is brought down the name of the Magen Avraham and the Shagas Aryeh. Finally, one last little Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul, Lachzor v'chulei. He brings down, if a person falls asleep during benching, sometimes after a heavy meal, you get tired, you fall asleep, and you wake up. You don't know if you're the first bracha, the second bracha, the third bracha, so Chozel Rosh Brachas Avos, and you have to go back to the beginning of benching. Unless you are certain that you were definitely in the middle of the second bracha, then you only have to go back to the beginning of the second bracha. Or if you're in the middle of the third bracha, you know you started the third bracha, then you only have to go back to the beginning of the third bracha. And he brings us down the name of the Birkei Yosef. That concludes today's shir.